Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary, and a little extra for you today too. Introducing your Alice Cowboys. A friend of mine sent an email recently which mentioned the Alice CWBYS. Yes, that is the team which has no D, and as of last week, now has no O either.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Not only is it kind of funny, it's also quite accurate this football season too. Now, you may be a longtime Dallas Cowboys fan, or perhaps you know one. They really are a unique bunch. They are among the most loyal supporters in the National Football League and in all of professional sports. Dallas Cowboys fans, at least pre-pandemic, would buy tickets by the thousands in opposing teams' football stadiums to cheer on their beloved Cowboys. They even are brave enough to buy tickets in hostile territories like Philadelphia, where Eagles ticket holders will taunt and even tangle with those daring to enter their stadium wearing that dreaded blue star. For the baby boomer generation like me, the Dallas Cowboys, who actually play in the nearby city of Arlington, Texas, were eventually coined America's team sometime back in the late 1970s. Now, that team was led by the iconic head coach, Tom Landry, who led the Dallas Cowboys to 20 consecutive winning seasons from 1966 through 1985. Landry, you might remember, wore an ever-present fedora hat, which helped to make him quite easily recognizable along the sidelines. The team's helmet was adorned by a single blue star, as in the Lone Star State of Texas. The Dallas Cowboys wore white jerseys at home with blue and silver accents on the jerseys and the pants. That was quite the opposite of most other NFL teams who usually wear a color-based jersey for their home games. With Dallas having so much success on the field, some of the other Cowboys' rivals from the NFC East then started to wear white jerseys at home themselves in order to force Dallas into wearing a blue and possibly unlucky uniform on the road. Now, many longtime Dallas Cowboys supporters still believe that the team's blue jerseys are jinxed. This idea may have started at the end of the 1968 football season when the 12-2 blue-shirted Cowboys arrived in Cleveland and then were crushed 31-20 on the road by the Cleveland Browns in the NFL playoffs. Now, that 1968 game also turned out to be the final game as a Dallas Cowboy player for star quarterback Don Meredith, too. At times, Dandy Don played professional football on the field like a cowboy himself. He would often scramble around and take chances on the field, often against the advice of his stoic head coach, Tom Landry, while rarely complaining about his on-the-field injuries, too. Don Meredith's easygoing Texas-style personality would also later translate into even more stardom in the television booth as he became an analyst and the primary foil for New York City's journalist Howard Cosell during ABC's Monday Night Football games beginning in 1970. The Dallas Cowboys introduced a new type of cheerleaders into the NFL as well. The team's dance-oriented team of young ladies and their iconic uniforms quickly became the favorite for fans in the stadium and millions watching on national television. Woo! The Dallas Cowboys' winning success on the field was noticed by a nation which was now able to watch NFL games on television every week beginning in the 1960s. CBS had the primary television rights to the NFL, and then, after the merger with the AFL, the NFC. With the Dallas Cowboys winning so much and so consistently during the Tom Landry coaching era, the network tended to carry a lot of Dallas Cowboys football games. Dallas played on the network's National Game of the Week so often, how often was that, that some football fans thought that CBS also meant Cowboys Broadcasting System. Okay, in addition to the coach with the fedora hat, the white uniforms and the blue star helmets, the cheerleaders and the winning teams, the Dallas Cowboy players were also nationally recognized celebrities as well. In addition to Dandy Don Meredith, wide receiver Bullet Bob Hayes was an Olympic gold medal sprinter. On the other side of the football, defensive tackle Bob Lilly and rushing specialist Ed Too Tall Jones, he was 6'9", led a Dallas defensive group which garnered the nickname Doomsday Defense. With year after year of winning seasons and frequent appearances on national television, the team garnered millions of fans around the country and also around the world. Your Dallas Cowboys had become every bit as iconic as baseball's New York Yankees or basketball's Boston Celtics. After the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 1978 Super Bowl game, NFL Films writer Bob Ryan penned the opening sequence for that year's highlight film, narrated by the legendary voice of John Facenta.
The Dallas Cowboys are the Notre Dame of professional football. No matter where they play, their fans are there to greet them. Their faces are recognized by fans all across the country. The sum total of their stars are a galaxy. They are the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Good gracious. After winning the 1995 Super Bowl game, the team's fifth title, by the way, fans of the Dallas Cowboys, though, have suffered for 25 consecutive seasons as the team has not returned to play in the NFL's big season finale since 1995. Now, despite the team's less than successful seasons, the Dallas Cowboys fans, though, still show up in stadiums around the NFL to support their favorite team. In this pandemic year of 2020, the Dallas Cowboys started this season with great optimism. Competing in one of the league's worst divisions, the NFC East, expectations had been high for Dallas to be a factor into the playoffs this year. The team brought in a veteran head coach with a Super Bowl ring in former Green Bay Packers leader Mike McCarthy. The Dallas Cowboys offense was all set to roll with quarterback Dak Prescott and running back Ezekiel Elliott expected to put a lot of points on the board. Indeed, this year's team is scoring 31.5 points per game in 2020. This year's Dallas Cowboys need all of those points, though, on offense to be competitive. The team's defense has simply been horrible. Through last week's games, the Dallas defense was ranked number 32 out of 32 teams, giving up a ludicrous 36.5 points per game. Is there any wonder that the Dallas Cowboys are now just 2-4 through the first six games of the 2020 NFL season? It gets worse, though. Quarterback Dak Prescott went down with a season-ending leg injury recently, and he's gone for the season. Backup quarterback, a veteran Andy Dalton from Cincinnati, started last week's game, and the team's vaunted offense only put 10 points on the board in a 34-10 home embarrassment to the 4-2 Arizona Cardinals. The only consolation for this year's Dallas Cowboys in 2020 is that the NFC East is even worse than advertised. After Philadelphia found a way to win against the hapless New York Giants last night on Thursday Night Football, Philly and Dallas lead the division this year with just two wins each. Washington and New York have one apiece. The NFC East is more aptly named the NFC Least.
Sell, sell, sell!
As for your Dallas Cowboys, they already had no D, and after last week, the O, as in offense, is looking nearly as inept as well. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing your 2020 Alice Cowboys. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.
And only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Yes! 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 Hated the truth. Exit. Stage right.